Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Game Time Decisions. I'm the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, and what a crazy Friday. But first, before we get to the games, and there's a lot of games, happy birthday to my boy Morenci, the big 5-0, the Sterling Club. Hope he enjoys his time in San Francisco. He'll be checking in the show. But my buddy today, George Kurtz, old friend George, the weekend team from the past. George joins me, and man, we got a lot to talk about. We got more NHL hockey playoffs. We got basketball games. We got baseball games. We got the PGA Championship round two with all the big studs going low. Hey, George, how you doing, buddy? How are things going? And congratulations to your Islanders, buddy. They always put money in my pocket. I should actually change my allegiance from the Leaf to the Islanders because they always come through for me.
Yeah, today's been a good day, right? Fandom, Islanders won. They defeated Florida 5-1. They'll go on. It's not even the next round. This is a play-in. They go into the play. In my mind now, they go on to the playoffs. They go into the top 16 here. We'll see who they're going to end up playing here. I did go 1-1, however, on betting it. I had the Islanders to win, but I also had the under there, so a so-so day. And you and I just discussed Pittsburgh, Montreal playing now, 13 minutes left in the third period. I have Pittsburgh to win here, so go Penguins.
So do I, George. And live line, guys, if you're getting on this, you're probably going to wonder, because Montreal's been playing these guys tough, and it's only $1.50 right now. So Pittsburgh live on FanDuel, -150 total in the game, George, 1.5. So I guess the way I look at it is if you can get a goal in the next few minutes, and then you always have that chance of that empty netter. But I'm not going to be screwing around with that total. I'm on Pittsburgh too, George. I know we're going to combine GTD and in-game live because you're the Yankee fan, too, and we got the Baltimore Orioles. How do we play this game, George? I know we talk about parlays and the public parlays and laying juice. What are you doing with this one, buddy? That's interesting. So Orioles and Nationals, coming up, and then we got your Yankees. What are you doing with this Orioles-Nationals game at 6:05? Are you touching it?
I am, but I'm not touching the game itself. I'm going to go the over. You got Tommy Malone, Anibal Sanchez, two soft throwers here. It's not going to be a major play here. Just a little something on the over. It's over 9 here. I'd be more positive if this game was being played in Camden Yards, but it's in Washington here. But I'm going soft throwers here. I think there's going to be some runs put up on the board. Daytime, too, a little hotter. Ball travels a little further. Give me the over in this game. If you were forcing me to bet the game, I would take Washington. But -184, that's a parlay team. And I know I said I'm searching for a parlay partner with the Dodgers later on tonight, but I do not want it to be the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, I got a lot of problems back in the Nationals, too. Just very inconsistent with Soto not in the lineup and other guys. It's hard to trust these guys on a nightly basis, George. And I know they're the champs, but it's not the champs lineup. And that's the problem. I don't want to pay the premium juice. I got a little bit up ahead of myself, and we can get to these games, too. We got a hockey game going off at 6:45. Fantastic. The Oilers on the ropes. I'm on the Oilers there. I'm not sure about the total. I think maybe things will slow down, even though we've hit overs in all those games. But your Yankees at 6:40, George, should be a good one, too. The Rays were a heavily hyped team going into the season. The Yankees are just phenomenal. The big bats on that team. Even guys like Gardner going deep, George. It's funny. The night you don't take Judge to hit a home run, Gardner hits a home run. But Yankees and Rays, that should be a lot of fun, buddy. What are you doing? Obviously, you're betting on the Yankees, right?
I'm not. I'm betting on the Rays tonight. Tanaka, I don't think he's going to go deep into the game. He's only his second start of the season. He only lasted about 3 innings against Boston. Listen, the Yankees starting pitching is terrible. I mean, outside of Gerrit Cole, the other starters have a 7.22 ERA. It's not very good here. I'm going to go with the Rays tonight to beat the Yankees here. Snell, their ace pitcher, I think he's a job against the Yankee lineup. Give me the Rays.
Yeah, I worry about Snell sometimes, though, George. I know he's okay, but he can be, he's hittable. But you're right, that's the situation why you can't bet the Yankees. It's the question with the pitching. So we'll be all over these games all throughout the day. George and I got another playoff hockey game. We'll keep an eye on this Pittsburgh-Montreal game as well. 0-0 right now. Looks like we might be heading to overtime. Like to welcome the radio listeners here to Game Time Decisions. I'm the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart, along with George Kurtz, our boy Morenci. Happy birthday, the big 5-0 in San Francisco. Hopefully Gabe will check in. You know, or maybe he'll just take the day off and say, screw you guys. You guys worry about work, but he's a workaholic. But happy birthday, Morenci. I hope the big 5-0 is going well. Having a lot of fun in San Francisco, home of the PGA Championship. George, I got to ask you, too, before we get into this other stuff, golf. When things were slow with, you know, horse racing and all the other sports, did you dabble in golf at all? Or did you just kind of said, I'm waiting for baseball and hockey and all these other things? Do you play any golf?
I play golf and go out and play with my club. Sure. I do. Listen, what Bryson DeChambeau did yesterday when he broke his club, I've done that. All right. I've also thrown a club in a tree. I don't think I've ever thrown one in a lake, but I've broken a club or two. The club in a tree, I didn't mean to lose it. I was angry, and I threw it up, and it got stuck in the tree. I've broken a club head while not really on purpose, but while a shot is maybe, you know, you're going to hit something on the backswing or on the front swing. And I was like, all right, if it breaks, it breaks. But I don't want to take a drop, and we're playing for money, so I'm stupid. So I've done that as well here. All in good fun. Hey, clubs break. But I was surprised yesterday the PGA allowed him to fix it.
That's the thing. There's a rule that I remember when I was on Twitter, and it's an interesting rule. If a club is breaking and it's unintentional, you can actually play it again. But I've watched numerous tournaments in Georgia, and my luck, I've had great luck with golf this year, but I remember I had a tournament where a guy snapped and he threw his putter against the bag and the putter snapped. I had this guy to win. He had a 3-shot lead. He had to putt with a bladed wedge for the rest of the day. And he was nailing them from 8 feet, and eventually he just couldn't do it anymore. It's like, there's no way you could save pars. He ended up losing, and I absolutely went nuts. But now DeChambeau, he's just unbelievable what he's doing. It's like the Incredible Hulk hitting golf balls right now. But the leaderboard, Huatong Li from China, good. We got Tommy Fleetwood with a smooth 64 today. I know a lot of people I respect got him. Xander Schauffele in my six packs there. Brooks Koepka's there. So these guys are hunting them down. The leaders at 8. All the big boys of the world on tour are at 6. So we'll stay on top of the FanDuel live odds for the golf. George and I will give you some baseball picks. We got games coming up, George. We got games tonight. In-game live is going to be a lot of fun. And this hockey game is just absolutely stressing me out, George. So I'm going to lose my mind. If Pittsburgh doesn't win this game, buddy, I am actually going to snap. More Game Time Decisions with Stewart and Kurtz after the break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Yeah, it's Game Time Decisions. I'm the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart, along with George Kurtz, my buddy, pride of Long Island, a man who owns a generator, which is very impressive to me. Generator, like that's the thing. I was talking to my neighbor, George. I'm like, my place. It's so hot in the top, and I'm like, I'm sweating bullets. Basically, instead of a chalk outline of a dead person, it's just sweat when I wake up. I could see exactly the position that I slept in. And I talked to my neighbor, the Filipino guy. He's always on top of things, a pretty handy guy. And he checked my air conditioning unit. He goes, dude, that's a loser unit. Like, I got the little one. He's got, like, the family special. But he's like, yeah, it's about $5,000. And I just walked away. I'll talk to you next week. Have me over for a beer in the garage. But George is, he's an impressive guy. He's got a generator. So you have no power right now, George, but you're actually getting through on the television screen with a generator right now. Very impressive.
Yeah, we lost power 2:30 Tuesday. So it's been, what, 4 hours, about 76 hours now.
That's crazy.
It is what it is. I'm not someone who complains. Well, I am someone who complains. But I can understand storm knocked out power. I get it. What's frustrating is from the power company, well, you're going to get it back 12:15 this morning. That came and went. No. Oh, now it's 11 p.m. tonight. Nope. 11 p.m. tomorrow. Nope. And then before, just before showtime, I get my neighbor calling me. They say we have power. What? Where'd that come from? I ain't got no power. You look on the site. Oh, no, yeah, they took away the thing that says you have no power. So you got to be kidding me. So I had to go, you know, we have to go through that again and tell them we have no power. And now they say Sunday after late afternoon, about 5, maybe we'll get it back. And let's face it, they have no clue. They have
no clue. Without the generator, though, George, without the generator, you couldn't get, like, you got the Islander gate. Like, if you didn't have that generator, you would be in orbit right now. Like, I don't know what you'd do. I tell you what I would do. I don't even know. Like, one of your neighbors that you don't even know, you almost want to say, hey, can I come over and watch the game and, like, pay them?
They have no power, too.
No bars are open or anything.
You know, like, there's nothing opening. I had to call my favorite Italian restaurant last night praying that they were open so I could get some food. Right? My sister-in-law lives 5 minutes away. They have power. God forbid I should have power. I sent my kids there. They've been there like for like 3 days because I don't want to hear them complain and moan. We had no air conditioning. We had to use a fan. Blah, 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 blah. Go away. And the wife doesn't care because my wife's Filipino. She likes it hot, Cam. She likes it hot. Yeah, and she's been working all week.
Yeah, my neighbors are out, like, this is what they do, George. They're, like, successful unemployed people. I don't know where their money comes from or what happens, but every day I go around, they're in the backyard just sucking back beers, playing cards, laughing when we're doing the radio show. They got the Filipino Elvis cranked. It's actually a lot of fun. Morenci met these guys when he was here for the quarantine, but good start for you, George, in the baseball game. We got Baltimore with Tommy Malone and Sanchez with the Nationals. You warned people about that. So Baltimore up 1-0, live still, plus 124, minus 152 for the Nationals. Total 9.5, George. So we got a run early in that game. You're going to stay put there. Anything else you want to do with that one? Any suggestions to people who want to jump in?
I just thought the price was too high to go on Washington and bet on Sanchez. So I wasn't going to go for the game there. I think when I looked at it, it was minus 188. I know in-game live is now minus 152. So, no, I didn't touch that game. Just the over there. I got it over 9. They already got a run in the first inning. I guess if you're a mathematic major, I'm well on my way. They're going to score 17 runs in this game.
Yeah, let's go. So you like the Tampa Bay Rays. That game's next up on the baseball board. We'll get to those games. Tampa Bay, it's almost a pick 'em. They're laying 112 on FanDuel. Yankees minus 102, total 8. If you like Tampa Bay by 2, minus 1.5, plus 160, and the Pinstripes plus 1.5, minus 190. George says he's rocking Tampa Bay. So he must really like the Rays today if he's going to bet against his own team, Tanaka and the Yankees at 12 cents. I think I might jump on with you, George. Baseball's been good to me. I didn't really have a vibe on that game, but small play just to make it interesting during the show. Next up on the board, Atlanta and Philadelphia tonight. You're telling me, George, we could have weather, but right now this is a straight pick 'em on FanDuel. Minus 108 both sides, total 9.5 in this baseball game. You're saying threats of rain potentially, buddy?
Yeah, I'm a big guy. There's Mark Barquette on Twitter, which anybody can follow there. He always tweets out the weather problems. He thinks 75% chance it's going to start raining, and then if they delay the game, that rain's going to last for a couple of hours. And that rain is coming here, by the way, to New York. So fun for me later on tonight. But so you can't take a total, right? Because in case the game ends early, no point there. And he thinks the game's going to get washed out, period. They're not going to wait. They won't wait it out. Not in this environment here. They'll just play a doubleheader, a couple of seven-inning games even tomorrow or Sunday. So I'm leaving this game alone. If I were to bet the game, though, and I thought it was going to be completed, I did want to take the over here as well. In Philadelphia, two good hitting teams, and once again, two of their worst pitchers. Philadelphia's going with Velasquez, the number 5 starter, or number 4 at best, I guess, on a good day. And Kyle Wright for the Braves, who I do kind of like, but I don't love. I would have taken the over here if I thought this game was going to be played, or at least I thought it wasn't going to end after 5 innings.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. There's a lot of options on the board, and stick around, George and I, for the second hour, 7 to 8. George is pulling the long haul, what I did a few times this week, the old 6 to 10 shift. He'll join Kevin Walsh on In Game Live, guys, because there's going to be tons of baseball on the board, playoff hockey, basketball, maybe a couple golf picks I'll throw out too as well. But what about the Tigers and Pirates, George, before we'll get to those earlier games there? Detroit at Pittsburgh. Cool and Boyd, another straight pick 'em. We don't see this very often. Two games with exactly the same juice. -108 for the Pirates, -108 for the Tigers. And we got a total of 8 flat, 20 cents to the over. What do you think about Boyd and Cool? Maybe a little lean to the Tigers for me, George.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm thinking the same thing. Give me Matt Boyd here. A little bit. This is a game where if I wasn't doing the show, I would definitely be betting this because I'd be watching it. Since we're doing the show, we'll be able to pay attention as much to it. Let's face it, who wants to watch Detroit-Pittsburgh unless you're a Detroit or Pittsburgh fan, in which case I feel very sorry for you.
Or we're betting.
But you have money on it. And so I'm actually thinking, I kind of like Detroit a bunch. If this was in Comerica, I would like them even more. We said -108 here, not touching the over-under. I'm going to have something on Detroit here, more than a little something, too.
I agree. And the thing is, I don't mind that the game's in Pittsburgh because that Comerica would probably be laying 28 cents. The fact that it's in Pittsburgh, I think we get a better number. I don't care. Yeah, we do. We get a hometown discount there. It's a pick 'em price. I think Boyd and Detroit's the better team. We'll pick on the Pirates as much as we can. So, George, we're in agreement there. I got to click that one in the break. Oh, my God. The Montreal Canadiens have just scored. With how many minutes are left in this game? This is unbelievable, George. Our ship is sinking.
4 minutes left. 4:11.
4:11 left in the game. Montreal Canadiens. Got to give Gabe credit. He liked these guys in this series. And, you know, Pittsburgh's really showing to me, George, they're an older team with a couple stars, but the rest of their cast, they're not very tough. The Islanders swept them last year. Goaltending's always been an issue. Murray's inconsistent. Yari's all right. But what do you think the issue is with the Penguins? This is a team that just doesn't look like they're going to need a rebuild because I think they're a team on the decline. They don't have enough good young players, buddy.
Yeah, Lehkonen scored for Montreal. It's going to be a power play on the play, too, as somebody got hooked on Montreal. But anyway, one other thing, Montreal. What is the problem here? I mean, it's not really the excuse this series, but their goaltending is not very good. I know Matt Murray's had a couple of nice playoff runs, won some cups there, but he's not a very good goalie. They might have gone to Tristan Jarry too late in the series. He is the starting goalie today. I mean, can't blame him if you lose 1-0 here. So that's an issue there. By the way, I'm now praying for the empty net goals. I did have that over 1.5 for your reason because I think, hey, someone was going to score, and I'll take my shot on the empty net. So I need a goal here. To even out my Pittsburgh loss from the looks of it. So I think that's the problem. Yeah, maybe they rely too much on the superstars, Crosby, Malkin. And you picked up Jason Zucker, and he was really good for them. I mean, Cam, is it maybe it's just as simple as, hey, you ran into a hot goaltender in Carey Price. We all talked about it, Gabe, you, I did,
yep.
About how in a five-game series, you run into a hot goalie, he can win it all by himself. And I don't think Carey Price has played out of this world, but he's played damn well. A well-rested Carey Price. This is why Pittsburgh complained while they moaned and groaned when the schedule came out about, oh, we're fifth seed, but we got to play Montreal. We got to play Carey Price. A 5 months well-rested Carey Price. That's not fair. They're probably right. It wasn't fair, but such is life. And now they may end up losing to the hot goaltender. It's like an ace starting pitcher in baseball. If you have it and the other team does it, and you can start that guy in games 1, game 4, and game 7, it's a huge advantage.
The bottom line is this. What were the teams that everyone was complaining about in this thing? Chicago and Montreal. House money, George. We talk about it all the time. Oh, they shouldn't be there. A bunch of losers. Yeah? Well, because they have nothing to lose. They weren't even going to be in this thing with the new COVID-19 format. These guys are on fire. They're like, you know what? Let's bring it. They're playing loose hockey. I don't think it's just Carey Price. I think the Penguins have a fundamental problem. They need some other players other than Crosby and Malkin to pick it up. But, George, look what Chicago's doing in Edmonton. And, by the way, because I'm a stooge, I'm betting on Edmonton in about 25 minutes, and you are too.
I'll take my chances. Oilers are not going to go down to 4. Maybe 5, but not 4.
Yeah, I agree. I think Edmonton's the play. McDavid's going to put him on his back today. And Koskinen, just make saves when you need to. And I think we're going to be okay.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
What's happening, George? You sweating yet?
Empty net above 18.
Tick, 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 tick. I'm so mad at myself. Like, I wanted to bet Montreal too. I don't know what it is with me. Like, I was usually, you know me, George. I'm the dog catcher. Like, is everything lit up for like this series set up for the underdog? We talked about it. House money, Carey Price, Pittsburgh, aging team. You know, only a couple stars on their team. It's just very, very frustrating. Almost an empty net goal. So we have an icing 56.8 seconds left. So, George, next on the board, 6:45. We got to get in our bets. This is one favorite, though. I really think, you know, Montreal's doing their thing. Pittsburgh's not doing well. But I got to believe the Oilers, their stars show up. If Dreisaitl and McDavid show up in this game today, all they need is respectable. Koskinen doesn't have to stand on his head. But I will say this. Edmonton's team defense is deplorable. Like the way the Leafs broke down against Columbus. Oh, yeah, that's another one, George. Don't even get me started about that. I was in orbit last night. They are awful defensively. They have to find a way to get back check, cover their guys. Because Chicago, they still got Taves. They got Kane. DeBrincat's underrated. Kulik. They got a lot of very good young stars on that Blackhawk team. And I think the Oilers kind of took these guys for granted. What's your take?
You know, I think the problem is, and you're probably right. They probably did take it for granted and all that. And when McDavid and Draisaitl will throw our gloves on the ice and we'll win. McDavid and Draisaitl played well. I've won a ton of money on McDavid and Draisaitl, Kane and Taze. I mean, I've been betting a lot of props in this game, in this series so far, and I have it all again tonight because they're going to score goals here. I think the problem is the defense is bad. It's not good. They have some decent guys, Klefbom, Nurse. They're okay, but there's no lockdown guys here. And I think they're facing the same problem that the Penguins are. Penguins facing a well-rested Carey Price, the Oilers are playing a well-rested Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews, two Hall of Fame superstars. That you know, they had 5 months off. They didn't have to play 82 games of a grind of the regular season, then go to the playoffs here. Crawford has been, I think he's been okay. I don't think he's been great. I wonder if Chicago is now sort of banging their heads against the wall going, man, wish we didn't trade Leonard now. Because Leonard was playing better than Crawford at that time. It'd be nice to have that duo in net. I think Chicago's got, you know, I think it may be a one series thing. I think they're done probably after this, but they have enough juice to win this series. Get in that empty net. Yes, cash me.
Yeah, thank you. Good for you, George. Hey, if one of us is going to win, it's going to be you. And you know what? Pittsburgh deserved this fate, and Montreal deserved this. Kudos to Montreal and everybody that supported them. You know, I don't like losing money, but they were the better team in this series. They outworked Pittsburgh. They got better goaltending, and that is a huge underdog. Welcome to the National Hockey League, fellas. I'll tell you, that's one thing. If you like underdogs, this is a sport for you. We talk about in the NBA, you know, the Raptors will be there, the Bucks will be there, the Clippers will be there, the Lakers will be there, maybe one surprise team. But in hockey, you can have teams like Montreal and Chicago that have no business even getting into the playoffs. But because of the format, these guys are in there and they're delivering and winning, which is shocking. George, kudos to you for getting that total too. What do we do with this total in the game coming up very, very soon? It's 6.5. Every game has gone over. Is it something that you say, I'm just going to bet it blindly again because there's no defense in goaltending? Or do you think they could buckle down and it could be like a 3-1, 3-2 type of game?
Listen, you have to think that both coaches have been like, play defense, cover somebody, make a save. You have to think that's all they're preaching. I just don't think they're capable of doing it again. I just don't think they're capable of doing it, not without taking away a truckload of their offense. I mean, it's the Toronto Maple Leafs. Yeah. You know their issue is the forwards don't back check. It's not all on Frederick Anderson. It's not all on the defense. But players like Austin Matthews, John Tavares, Mitch Marner, they're not coming back. Ovechkin told them as much, right? In November when he had that big statement. You have to sacrifice to be that kind of good team. I think it's the same problem with the Oilers. You know, when they don't come back, the forwards don't come back and help the defense. You have to. And I don't think that – but even if they do, I just don't think the defense is very good for either team. I think the Blackhawks sort of got a bonus when Brent Seabrook said, hey, you know what, I'm going to opt out. He was terrible. I just don't think either team is really capable of playing a low-scoring game. Certainly not 2-1. Could it happen 3-2? Both goalies play well? Sure, but I'm banking on the over again. Blindly? Yeah, that's pretty much what I did. I knew I was betting the over as soon as game three ended.
Would you even consider what I was starting to think, maybe with an empty netter? Because you can get on FanDuel minus. So the Oilers are laying 40 cents now, so that line's gone up since we started the show. Now it's -1.5 plus 200, George. That's got me very interested. Think about it. Say the Oilers are up 3-2 empty netter or 4-3 empty netter. Like, that's, it's something I'm starting to do a little bit more. It's frustrating when you don't get that win. Like, that's why you got to take the money line too. But I'm going to look at that as a separate bet. Edmonton -1.5 plus 200, George. That's a very, very juicy price.
I kind of like that as well. And this, I think Edmonton wins this game. I really do. I just don't think they're going to go down in four. I think they will wake up somewhat. I mean, it's amazing when you think about this. In my mind, this is even more amazing than the Montreal win because Edmonton's playing on their home ice. I know there's no fans. I get it. But still, they know the little nuances here. They know where the boards are soft, where they're hard, where the puck's going to bounce out here. They sleep in their own I guess they're not in their own beds, but they have all the comfort of their locker room and everything else here. Well, it's a bubble, so they're not in their own beds. But I'm just surprised here. And more good news for me, it's 3-0 Orioles now, top of the second here. Remember, I got that over 9, so please, 7 more runs, boys.
See, George, when you do the show with me, you win all the time. I don't know what happens with weekends and you with you and Walsh anymore, but I remember on the weekend you were on a heater for a while on a Tootsie Roll. There was a time I remember in baseball, like I think you were batting like a 75% clip. Like it was like every 3 out of 4, like you were on fire, like you were winning. So that's a good start right there. We got runs in that game right now. Baltimore, you said 3-1. They got a runner on two. We might get more there. Anything else you want to do with that game or just you're happy where you stay? You have a nice position in that baseball game.
Right. I got 3 runs so far, only 7 outs in the game. I'm going to stay here. I'm not going to bet anything else. You know, I might think, I didn't look, but what are the Nationals? It's locked right now. Nationals, really, only 2-1. I would have thought they would get a better price here. Now it's locked again, so I don't know what's going on. But it was +198 to see the Nationals come back. I would think about that, but as you mentioned, this is not the World Series winning team. They're not that. Lose Rendon, Soto, Harper a few years ago. This lineup, I mean, I knew that from the opening series versus the Yankees. I'm like, this is the lineup that won the World Series when you look at these guys. I mean, it was just really looked like a Triple-A lineup.
Yeah, and golf is going wild right now. If you watch the shows, I have Brooks Koepka to win at 11-1. Currently on FanDuel, he's the favorite. He's 3 shots off the pace, +430. Jason Day, who is now tied for the lead with Ho-Tung Lee of China, is +430. Xander Shifley, +600. Tommy Fleetwood, who went low today with a smooth 64, 6-under on the day. There's a guy that I'm looking at, guys, and I gave last night 2 live plays with Colin Morikawa at 50. He is now 29-1, so he's making a little bit of a move on the board. And Justin Thomas at 50, he is now 41, a couple strokes under par. But a guy that I'm looking at, just for all you guys who like to have more action, Shane Lowry, he won the Open Championship. And just remember this, when you win that type of tournament, it's, you know, a little bit colder. San Francisco still has those early tee times in the cold. It gets the marine layer up top, the fog. It plays more like a British Open than a PGA Championship in the United States and California. So if you're looking for another guy, I have enough guys, but Shane Lowry at 18-1 is a guy that I would take. George, so are we locking in back to the baseball board here? I got to get this bet in. So are we locking in the Tigers? Because I'm going to ride your wave right now. It seems like you're feeling it today. So the Tigers Mr. Boyd.
I'm going to go with Mr. Boyd here. I mean, listen, I know you want to laugh, but he is the Tigers' ace pitcher here. I'm also thinking this, you know, I got a little bit of time here. What is Boyd's prop for strikeouts?
Yeah, let's take a look. Yeah, let's play. Yeah, I like that.
He's a strikeout guy.
He is, and Pittsburgh have a lot of free swingers on their team. What do you think? I'm going to say 6.5.
That's what I'm leaning. I'm hoping it's 5.5, but I'm thinking 6.5. Matthew Boyd strikeouts. We got 5.5.
Okay, I'm in. Over.
+120. Give it to me.
I agree with that. I love it. So me and George also, so we're going to take the Tigers next game up. Stick around. We're also going to go through the whole board on In-Game Live at 7 o'clock. George is with Walsh, too, from 8 to 10. So they got you covered all the night through with the hockey playoffs, the basketball, the baseball, and everything else. But we are on the Detroit Motor City Tigers and over 5.5 strikeouts with our friend Matthew Boyd. So that is the next game up on the board. We're locked into the Edmonton Oilers tonight. So, George, we really need this one, because if Chicago wins tonight, then I got bigger problems. What are you going to do with this Toronto Maple Leafs-Columbus game? You could be honest with me. I'm betting the Leafs, but I'm still heartbroken and money was kind of floating away and drifting away. 3-0. When Columbus made it 3-1, George, you know that feeling like when you have a team that are notorious gaggers and chokers? Like, I look and go, uh-oh. Seen this movie before. And like, that's what I remember my buddy tweeted. I'm like, I can't believe the Leafs lost. He just, what, are you an idiot? This is what they do. That's who they are. They always screw you and disappoint you and let you down. But do you think they're going to make it to 5, or are you going to take the generous price with the Blue Jackets? Columbus is a gritty team. You know, Merzlikens, Elvis, willow, I'm getting the start tonight. Elvis is in the building. Corpusella was on fire. This guy, I got to hand it to Tortorella, too. He gives it the quick hook. The guy was on fire, and now you're putting Elvis in the net. What do you think about this one? Leafs minus -145, Columbus plus +125, total 5.5. George, what are you doing? I'm betting with my heart here. I want to hear your analysis, which is probably less biased.
Tortorella has done a great job this season. I mean, yes. You lose Panarin. I mean, you lose your superstar on Panarin. Goes to the Rangers. I understand Bobrovsky has been terrible, or was terrible. They're gone now. But still, you lose your starting goaltender. You're going with two pretty much unknowns in Merzlikens and Corpusalo. After Corpusalo, he got hurt. And yet you still are winning games. They were on the playoff bubble before the pandemic hit. And now you might eliminate the Toronto Maple Leafs here. That being said, I'm treating this game like the Chicago game tonight. I just don't think Toronto's going down in 4. They might go down in 5. I can see anything happening in a one game. But I want the Maple Leafs here, but I'm not thrilled about minus -145. Not taking the over. I'm actually thinking taking the plus +200, 2-1 on the puck line. I'm thinking about taking the Maple Leafs minus 1.5 here. Not much. I don't feel great about it, but just to have something. I'm going to go with that direction. Give me minus -200 on the puck line.
The only reason I'm not, George, is because I know they can piss away a big lead. That's the thing. I just want to take them to win the game and not worrying about anything else. That's the way I'm going to attack it. But I do like that strategy, because they're going to come out angry. And if they lock down the defense, I think they can do it. More game time decisions after the break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to GTD. I'm Cam Stewart along with George Kurtz, and we're a team here, so hoping that George can get some more runs. Bases juiced for cheap, the Orioles against the Nationals, 3-0, George. A nice hit would really open it up. You're on the over. That's a really good start to that game right now. So we do have game time decisions to make, because literally there's a couple games going off in like 1 minute. So, George, nothing's changed with the Yankee game. You're on Tampa Bay going against your team, and you also, do you have an opinion of the total of this game, or are you just going to let it ride? Just take Tampa Bay and hope for the best.
Man, it's tough to take the Yankees under 8. I mean, that's a little rough. That's a low total here. The Yankees have had success against Snell in the past. They have. But I just don't feel like it's going to be tonight here. I sort of lean towards the over still, believe it or not, because I think the Rays might have a lot of success with Tanaka. It's not so much Snell that I'm betting against. It's the fact that Tanaka, I think, is only going to go 3 innings. He's going to get beat up a little bit, and then the Yankees are going to go to so-so relievers and hope to hang in the game before they can get to the Chad Greens of the world, the Ottavinos, Britain, stuff like that. I don't think that strategy is going to work tonight. Plus, remember, Yankees and Rays play a doubleheader tomorrow, which means the Yankees sort of have to save those relievers. They may have to leave Tanaka in and take a little bit of a beating here as well.
Yeah, just a question too, George. I know we're a betting show or whatever, but we still talk about things that are happening. But there are a lot of games. I got to ask you though, with this COVID-19 cancellation tonight, so we have the Phillies game. That could be a rain delay or a postponement there. But what do we do with this Cardinals situation? Their game with the Cubs is getting canceled. We already have a 60-game season, George. I'm not a mathematician, but we're getting close. I don't know how they could just keep on making up games, doubleheader, doubleheader, doubleheader. Like, there becomes a point where the math just gets very, very difficult. So what's your take on the situation? I know that, they talked about the casino and all these guys going out there, but we can't have another outbreak because baseball's kind of like, it's there. They're getting through this. They're grinding, but it's also hasn't been a smooth ride.
No, this is the 12th straight day, Cam. 12th straight day that a game has been canceled due to COVID. I mean, that's not good. All right, the Cardinals apparently had at least one player test positive today, possibly two. So that's an issue. I'm hearing that player, the one definite positive was another pitcher. They didn't release the name, so I can't tell you that. So that's a problem here. I heard rumors that the whole weekend was canceled, St. Louis, Chicago, but I have not been able to confirm that, not since the show started anyway. So I will try and get that for us before we end here. But that's an issue. You're right. Major League Baseball did release schedule revisements yesterday with all those double headers. Like, oh my, I think it's what, is it Miami and Philadelphia that are going to play seven games against each other in 4 days?
Yes.
I mean, that's just nuts. That's stupid. Just
George, let's remember one thing too. It's not just COVID-19. We have rainouts. That's the thing. Like, that's not even taking into consideration life and the world and things that are going to happen. You're going to have these rainouts and stuff. Like, in a perfect world, I think the odds of getting through all this stuff is, pretty slim. So baseball, these guys can't screw around anymore. They have a lot of games to make up. And if they have any type of outbreak or anything new happens, we got big, big problems finishing this season, in my opinion.
Oh, you know me. I think you and I both had what? I had August 18th as the day, the over-under for the Major League Baseball season being canceled. I think you said August 16th. So you and I were on the same wavelength. Yeah. You know, we don't think it's going to last. And, I know people say, well, you're so negative. No, it's not me being negative. No. I want the games to be played. I love watching baseball. I love that hockey's back. I've even watched a little basketball, crying out loud. Okay? I am desperate for sports here. I'm just being a realist here. We have issues. Marlins, Cardinals, it's still happening here. You get one more outbreak for another team, especially if it's not on the East Coast, you're going to have all sorts of issues again here. So, listen, the season is what it is, Cam. For me, it's entertainment. I'm watching the games, entertainment, realizing that I don't expect there to be any kind of champion crowned here. And it's not a World Series champion anyway. I don't want to hear it. The COVID Corral champion, whatever you want to call it. But that's all it is. But I want to be entertained.
So you're telling me, though, I know what, though? In hockey, if whoever wins the Stanley Cup in these situations, I don't put an asterisk beside it. I think winning on neutral ice, I think this is as hard as any. You have to stay focused mentally. Things are weird for you. It's just a crazy situation. No fans. I think it's even crazier because you have to be that much stronger, George. It's not, you don't have the fans to get on your back. Like, you got to, it's all about self-motivation, having your teammates back. It's tough. So the team that wins, not only will they have to stay healthy, they're going to have to be mentally stronger than everybody else in the situation.
Oh, I'm with you. NHL, NBA, those are legitimate championships. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with either one of those. Legitimate. Baseball is not. I said, I'm the Yankee fan. If the Yankees happen to win this thing, and by the way, they're not going to, not with that pitching staff, not with that starting staff of Cole and a whole bunch of, we'll see what happens. But if they were, this is not their 20th World Series championship. It's just not. Okay? I'm not buying it. I'm not selling it. It just doesn't happen there. This is entertainment for me. It's games. I have games every night to watch, games every night if I want to bet on. Fantasy. I'm playing in fantasy leagues. I don't play as much DFS as I used to because I bet more than I used to, and I have more success there. So it is what it is. I'm well aware of what's going to happen here. I don't think it's going to last very long, and I'm going to enjoy it while it's here.
Yeah, I agree. Let's talk about a couple other games, George, and then at the next hour we do in-game live and bet these things live if we can find a good number and maybe middle a couple things next up on the board. So we're both in agreement with Tampa Bay over the Yankees and Tanaka going against your team. That's starting Toronto and Boston. What do you think about this one? Weber Grills versus Tanner Roark, former Nationals pitcher, now pitching for the Jays. Boston's laying 118, Jays minus 104, total 10.5. I kind of like the over in this game. I could see both of these guys getting rocked. It's a huge total, but you know, I'm just looking at this saying I don't expect either pitcher to have a very good night. I wouldn't be putting them in any DFS lineups, that's for sure.
No, that'd be a big no.
Really?
Man, you have issues here. I'm with you.
Yes.
Okay, you and I think alike here. I'm with you on the over here as well. That's where I would lean to. I haven't touched it. I haven't bet it. I'm, well, I think the game started anyway. But what I would do here is in game. I want to see what happens earlier on here. A couple of runs go in here, or maybe a couple of runs do go in. And see if we get a little better line that's more on our favor here. But I expect runs to be put on the board in this game. Once again, you're at Fenway with two teams that can hit. And you said it. Roark, Weber. Not the greatest of starting pitching, and the bullpens aren't really all that much better for either team.
And one more before we get in. A lot of the games are at 8:05 Eastern, 5:05 Pacific, but we got the red-hot Marlins who beat Baltimore 8-7 in a thriller. They're going up against the Mets, Waka, 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 Pac-Man, -198 for the Mets and Michael Waka, +170 for the Miami Marlins. Total in this game, 9. Under is -122 on FanDuel. Run line, Miami +1.5, -130. And the Mets to win by 2 or more, -1.5, +110. George, any opinions? Can the Mets become a dance partner with Waka? Or do you just think maybe the Marlins are a live pooch getting 70 cents for a hot baseball team?
You know, it's funny with the Pac-Man reference. I have a friend, a family friend, really one of my wife's friends. But I go to their house from time to time. They have big parties there for the holidays. And Cam, he's got an old arcade game. You know, the old arcade game.
Oh, he's got Pac-Man?
Technology, he's got every game, literally every game on this thing. So, I mean, I guess today's technology and the software, he had Donkey Kong. I mean, any game you can name, Saxon, and all these Defender, everything you had
what,
there.
What, on one machine? On one machine?
On one machine, yeah, you click what you want. It's like a computer. Like you can on going online.
He can't do. He can't do Arkanoid, George. He can't do Arkanoid. You need the ball. You know Arkanoid, the little thing at the bottom. Do you mean like where you blow up the bricks?
I don't think he had the ball. I think it was just the little joysticks and the buttons. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was no ball. But last time I was there, I disappeared for an hour and a half. My wife was like, "Where'd you go?" I'm like, "Listen, I went down a rabbit hole." Started playing and I couldn't stop. I'm playing Donkey Kong. I'm playing Asteroids, Super Asteroids, whatever it was. And I'm terrible at these games, but I'm just like, oh, I got to stop. So I remember when I was a kid, man, you'd bring like a quarter rolls to whatever place had these things and you'd play these things. So I got to stop. So I had to finally show back up for my wife at the party. But I was like, yeah, I went down a rabbit hole, honey. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. Anyway.
What's this? I was going to go waka, 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 waka. You got a pick?
This is one of my dance partners, I think, possibly from the Dodgers, right? Go with the other Mets here, -198, and get a much better price here. I'm looking at this one. I want to take the Twins straight up against the Royals, so I don't want to take them as my dance partner here. And that's the only other really game I like here. So, yeah, Granky.
Something smells about that tonight. Game. That Twins game? Is it the Smeltzer? The fish? Yeah, like they're $1.36 on FanDuel. Like it's the Minnesota Twins against and Kansas City had their big win against the Cubs. They won, what did they win? 13-0?
Right. Something stinks.
George,
something
I don't know.
And they lost yesterday.
That Smeltzer at Joe Galena's Fish Market, I will not be buying the Smeltzers. That's something I will avoid. I think I'm going to go for the quality fish. Something tells me there's a bad odor. I don't like that game. I don't trust it. Be careful. I smell traps and bombs a lot. Like, I'm not going to get picks right all the time. I told you, in hockey, I'm getting killed right now. But I just think that line is telling you, be very, very careful about that. Could be the parlay buster tonight with the Twins. The line's too low. 36 against the Royals? Come on.
Yeah, I'm not going with them. I'm going to go with the Mets instead. But I do have money on the Twins to win the game. By the way, I'm not sure why. I guess the ice has issues here. But that Edmonton Chicago game is now not going to start until 7:01, another 10 minutes or so here. Not 6:45. I did not see the reason why. But I'm wondering why. I'm looking at NBCSN. I'm like, why is the game on? And then I look
exactly.
At
FanDuel. It said 6:45
one time. Yeah, now it's 7:01 for whatever reason.
Yeah, 6:45. Yeah, tonight, too, guys, for basketball, George and I will go over all these games. But the Pelicans, no Zion Williamson tonight. And that line is steamed on FanDuel. We got the Pelicans -8 in that one. Moneyline -350. And the Wizards are +8, +280 on the Moneyline, -236. Big game. We'll go over this one, too. And George and Kevin will have you up to date on the second part of In-Game Live. A beautiful game between the Toronto Raptors and Boston Celtics. Toronto -1.5. They're -126 money line. Boston +108. And the Clip Joint and Portland, very good game as well. The Clippers are -4.5. Their money line -196 and the total 234. A lot of these games going over, but the New Orleans Pelicans without Zion laying 8 points now in that game. So you're not really going to get the best side of the number. Brooklyn hanging on right now, beating Sacramento 87-80. So good on Brooklyn. I got to hand it to this team. Everyone's all Brooklyn. That's what happens though, George. Like, there's a lot of guys that come in, you know, not on NBA rosters before, looking for playing time. And now in the bubble, these guys are playing and trying to work a job for next year. It's very dangerous. Like, that's the angle that I think a lot of people don't think about. Oh, these guys suck. They're being like call-ups. In hockey, I know this, for the first couple games of a call-up, the guy's on fire. Eventually, usually water finds its level. By game like 3 or 4, you'll start to slow down a little bit. But I'm telling you, these guys that get an opportunity, they're all professionals. Don't just blindly bet against these guys, George.
Agreed. I mean, the bubble does change things. I mean, you don't know how teams or how players are going to react. I believe listening to you and Gabe, I want to say yesterday, you brought out that some teams that maybe you're already getting on them. I think it's because the Lakers are having some kind of issues, right? We don't know what the problem is there with the Lakers that LeBron pointed out. That maybe living in the bubble has started to weigh on them a little bit. You know, it's been, 3 weeks now that they've been in this bubble. And you wonder how that's going to be as time moves on. Because it's going to be a lot more than 3 weeks for teams that make deep runs in the playoffs. So about 3 months, and you wonder if that will have an effect as well.
Yeah, I do. I do agree with that. I think it's just some guys, it's something that you have to look at, George. Like, I noticed it when I was watching the MLS tournament, and I told Gabe, like, I looked at the body language of a couple teams, like the Atlanta team. They were missing their star, and they just looked like they didn't want to be there, and they got smoked. They lost 3 games straight, and they were out the door. And talent-wise, they're one of the better teams in the league. So a lot of the time, you just have to give that team the eye test. So George is on good pace right now. We got Baltimore up on Washington, 3-0. We'll talk about all these games. We'll give our best bets after the break, too. George, still scoreless between the Yankees and Rays. That's 0-0 right now. Blue Jays, White Sox, Red Sox, that game's going to be getting going. And George and I, so far, guys, we like Detroit, -108 and over 5.5 strikeouts for Boyd. We thought it might be 6.5. So stick around. Best bets of the night coming up, everybody.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, guys. Final segment. That means best bets and picks of the night. So, George, we're on this one before this game starts. Tigers -108. Boyd over 5.5 strikeouts. We'll do it sports by sport. I'm going to give you mine right now. We're going to go to the National Hockey League. Game delayed. George said there's some ice issues, I guess, in Edmonton Oilers Blackhawks, but that game will be going and they'll drop the puck when we start in-game live at 7 o'clock. But, George, we are both on the Edmonton Oilers. I'm also taking the Edmonton Oilers -1.5 +200 on FanDuel. Good price. I like the Toronto Maple Leafs laying 50 cents in that game. I don't really like them. You know, I'm betting them because they, I don't know, what am I doing? But the Leafs are going to win tonight. George is right. If they lose in game five. They're not going down tonight. And I like the Minnesota Wild to rebound. I don't know why. I just got this feeling that they show up tonight. No empirical data on this one. Vancouver's look good, but I just think a couple of the series will go five. In baseball, the over in the Toronto Blue Jays game at 10.5 is on the radar. We're also going to play that one live. Detroit, I mentioned, George, and I'm with you. I think I'm going to do a Mets-Dodgers parlay. That looks good to me. Got too much action on the golf. Kurtz, what do you got on George Kurtz betting card tonight?
All right. Well, you already know I'm on the Baltimore Orioles, Boston Nationals to go over 9. Good start here at 3. I'm on the Rays to beat the Yankees. That's getting scoreless, by the way. 0-0 bottom of the first inning here. By the way, the Blackhawks, Edmonton, they're doing pregame introductions now. That game will start shortly. Like you, I pretty much got the same thing with the Hawks. I just think the Royals, if they go down, it won't be in 4. So I'm on the Edmonton as well here. I have a lot of props in this game. I've had a lot of props this entire series, which if you watched Kevin and I last, was that Saturday or last Sunday, you know the props I'm betting. McDavid, Draisaitl, both power play and regular points, and both to get a point in the game. Jonathan Tate's pretty much the same thing, and a couple of others there. Just too many to go by here. This is why I need a high-scoring game here. I get a high-scoring game in Chicago and everything. I'm in golden here. Same parlay as you, Mets, Dodgers, and also Minnesota Twins. I'm still on them, along with the Detroit Tigers, but Boyd and the strikeout prop.
I warned you, George, about Smeltzer, but we'll see what happens there. And
I can't pass it up.
I'll give you a tweet at the end of the night. Hey, George and I aren't done, everybody. Stick around. This is just game time decisions. We go right into in-game live, top of the hour. Stick around with Stewart and Kern.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.